The Gemara says on Dafi Chesma Bey is that Hishmat Baha Sefer Isis Hupsukim, if the Sefer left out some words or some psukim, Bakar Nakarak and Maturgim and Hamatargim Yatza, and the Balkari laying the Megillah and he laying those words Baal Peh, he's Yatza. In other words, even though there are words missing, the psukim missing, you could still be Yatza the Kriyas Megillah when you laying that part Baal Peh. And the Gemara comes out, the Gemara has a stira from another Baisa, and the Gemara ends up saying Habakula Habamiktsasa, that it depends. If it's only a Miyad of the Megillah, which is missing, then you could be Yaitse B'diavad by laning Baal Peh. But if it's all of the Megillah which is missing, then you can't be Yaitse, then you're not going to be Yaitse by reading a Baal Peh. And this is how it's paskened in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Reish Tzadi, Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says like this, that Mitzarech should take Suva Kula Lefanav Lechatchila, Lechatchila, the whole Megillah should be written in front of you. Avo B'diavad im Hishma HaSefer B'emtsa HaTevas, but B'diavad if the Sefer did leave out some words, Afilu Ad chetzeh, even if it's up to half of the Megillah, but Koram Hakar Al Peh Yatza. Zok Mechaber that Lechatchila should all be written. But B'diavad, if you're missing words or psukim, even if you're missing up to half of the Megillah, B'diavad, if you read a Baal Peh, you will be Yatze. But if it's more than half, that's already considered Ruba, and then you're not going to be Yatze. So it's only up to half could be Baal Peh, more than half cannot be Baal Peh. The Mishnah Berurah says that he's Mesupik. What is the din if it's exactly half? That the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about. Shulchan Aruch says that less than half, which is not written as kasher, more than half, which is not written as pasul, but what would be the din if it's exactly half? Half the Megillah is written, half the Megillah is not written, and reading a Baal Peh, what would be the din? As Lashon is, v'chetzia yesh la'ayin im k'sher b'diavad. So it's mesupik, is it kasher b'diavad or not? Now, I once saw a beautiful kasha on this suffix, the Mishnah Berurah, from Rabbi Avraham Ganachovsky Zatzal. He asks like this, he says, if you look at the Megillah and you count the words, you'll see that it is not an even amount of words, it's an odd amount of words, right? There's an odd number of words in the Megillah. So then the whole suffix of the Mishnah Berurah, Lechar, doesn't make any sense. How could you have a case of Chetzia, that half is written, half is not written? You can't have that when you have an odd number. Either most of it will be written, or most of it will not be written. Whatever way you split it up, there's going to be a Miyad and a Rav. You can't have exactly Chetzia unless you have an even number, which you don't have in the Megillah. So he doesn't understand what the Chalav, this suffix, the Mishnah Berurah is. How could he be Mesupik about a case of Chetzia? And he answered, I don't know if this is his own teretz, he said it over b'shem someone, that you could say that the suffix, the Mishnah Berurah, is talking about a case where the Megillah is written belaz, written in a different language. The halacha is, we paskin that you're allowed to write the Megillah belaz, that's in the later on in Sif Tes, Isaac Suva Targum, Lashon Echers, Moshon Esa'akim, someone who understands the Laz language, he will be Yaitse with the Megillah that's written Belaz. So when you write it Belaz, now you could have a different amount of words. Not every word is going to translate the exact same way, and you could end up having an even number of words when the Megillah is written Belaz, and that's where the Mishnah Berurah's suffix could come into play. If you wrote a Belaz and you have an even number of words, and half are written, half are not written, that's where he's Mesupik, whether he Yaitse the Kriyas and Megillah or not.